The market for the first home buyer might be about to change big time with the removal today of one of the most talked about tools in the so-called macroprudential toolbox. Could the LVR about to be ditched? If it is, a signal will come today in the Reserve Bank's financial stability report. The finance minister wants them gone.
We want to do everything we can to support first home buyers in. That remains our chief concern with the implementation of LVRs.
So does Bill English.
A measure like that, which was always intended to be interim, then a good regulator would think through the conditions. Now, whether the conditions are met now is a matter for the bank. There seems to be some indication that they will start thinking through under what conditions they'd be lifted.
Our Property Institute CEO Ashley Church is with us, along with ANZ's chief economist Sharon Zollner. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
First of all, Sharon, start with you. Number one, do you think there's some movement coming today from the RB?
It's a tough call. I am expecting something conditional. Maybe not movement as in a reduction today, but I would certainly expect a timeline, perhaps, that if things pan out as they expect, then we can look forward over coming months to a gradual removal of these measures.
You agree, Ashley?
Oh, similar to Sharon, but not exactly the same. I think it's a 50-50 call as to whether there's an indication today that the governor may well choose to leave it until the new governor is in place to make that call. And if there is any indication today, it will be more about an incremental timeline over phased in over perhaps an 18 or a month or 2 year period before anything actually happens.
Sharon, what did the LVRs do to your book? How did it change things?
Well, the aim of these measures was not actually particularly to lower house prices as such, but rather to reduce risk on banks' balance sheets by reducing the proportion of mortgage lending that's at the riskier end of things. So in that regard, of course, first home buyers can need a bigger deposit and investors need a whopping deposit.
Exactly. And so did it happen? Was it an effective tool in that sense?
Yes, you can see it in the Reserve Bank lending statistics that the high-risk lending started falling, obviously, some time ago. But once they changed it and put that 40% restriction on all investors, we saw investor lending of all stripes start dropping sharply over the last 12 months. And I think that's been a big player in why house prices have now flattened off.
And isn't that a key point, Ashley? I've always argued they could have done it on investors alone, didn't need to hit the first home buyer.
Oh, look, I completely agree with that, and I think we've been arguing that for the last couple of years. But interestingly, Mike, because if you look at the events of the last week or so with the fall-off in numbers of rental dwellings and an indication that there's going to be a pretty steep rise in what it costs to rent a property, there's now actually an argument to say that perhaps that was actually not necessarily thought through clearly enough as well. We're now going to have a shortage of rental accommodation, and that's only going to get worse over the next few years. So we need to get not just first-home buyers into the market, we actually need to get investors back into the market to provide that accommodation.
Sharon, is there potentially a problem if things do get lifted from the LVR point of view? The interest rates haven't moved, so you're still borrowing the same amount of money at the same price, that suddenly people flood back in and it goes nuts again?
I think the Reserve Bank will be highly aware of that risk. I mean, the Auckland property market in particular is famous for second, third, even fourth winds. And you can actually predict Auckland house price inflation pretty well with both mortgage rates, as you say, plus migration. We are assuming migration has topped out and is going to fall, but that is an assumption. So it is actually quite a difficult thing to predict. And the Reserve Bank will be aware that we could get a surprise on that too, and therefore another surprise on house prices. Hence the conditional.
What about the chances of a flood, Ashley? Do you reckon people will move if they get the chance again?
Look, that is the risk, and I agree with Sharon. I think the Reserve Bank, when and if they take these things off, will be watching that pretty closely. There is always the risk that if you take these restrictions off, that immediately people move back into the market. So it's really a balancing act between A, timing, and B, recognising that there's a need for more dwellings. So obviously we've got to build these things as quickly as we possibly can, while not wanting to simply go back to what we had 2 or 3 years ago, which was runaway inflation, you know, sort of heading up toward 20% on house prices. So that balancing act, I absolutely understand and respect that the Reserve Bank's got a job to do in that regard.
All right, we'll wait and see what they got to say today. Ashley Church and Sharon Zollner, appreciate your time both very much.